CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 11th of February, 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at RomeoSierraGolfBravo.org, where you will find links to groups and organizations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. There's the outcome of the RSGB 2024 board and regional team election process. RSGB challenge for British Science Week announced. RSGB Spectrum Forum updates. The RSGB has announced the outcome of its 2024 board and regional team election process. These results come into force at the RSGB 2024 AGM, and until that time, the current regional representatives remain in their roles. The announcement also contains news of the nominated directors put forward for endorsement by the RSGB membership next month, as well as two co-options to the RSGB board, effective until the AGM. For full details of the announcement and the candidates, go to the RSGB AGM web page at rsgb.org/alpha-golf-mic. The theme of British Science Week this year is time. Both time and the closely related concept of frequency are of vital importance to radio communications. The RSGB has announced a new challenge for British Science Week linked to this theme. The challenge has categories for every age group, and the winner of each group will win a prize. The deadline for entries is the 1st of September, and the results will be announced at the RSGB convention in October. The challenge is as follows. Using readily available components, material, or other resources, provide a method of either measuring the frequency of a radio frequency or signal, or providing a time reference to a radio operator or radio system. For more details about the challenge, as well as activities to inspire you and resources to help you take part in British Science Week, go to the RSGB website at rsgb.org/bravo-sierra-whiskey. A busy year has seen several online Spectrum Forum meetings. Two meetings held in January considered the Ofcom notice period for representations and the areas where band plan adjustments would be needed, as well as more regular items such as annual group reports. The RSGB website now has these details online. The RSGB's reply to Ofcom has been added to its special focus page on the Ofcom license review. Along with other recent representations, this will enable Ofcom to finalise the new license later this month. The RSGB Spectrum Forum pages have also been updated with the January 2024 group reports and meeting notes, which included the discussions on the provisional changes. To read more, visit rsgb.org/spectrumforum. As previously announced by the RSGB Examination Standards Committee Chair, Tony Kent, G8PBH, the amateur radio license examinations will need to change to reflect the changes to the license conditions announced by Ofcom. The scale of the license changes will have a significant impact on Section 1 of the syllabus, licensing, and a small impact on Section 7, operating. Ofcom is currently reviewing representations and will publish its final decision, including the final version of the license, before the 21st of February. The new license will come into effect before work on the syllabus and examination question bank is completed. The RSGB Examination Standards Committee has gained approval from Ofcom to continue to examine to the current licence conditions for a period of 6 months following the publication of the new licence. This will allow trainers time to update their courses in line with the new syllabus and allow candidates that have started their training under the current licence conditions to complete their courses and take the exam. It is expected that examinations to the new licence conditions will begin on the 1st of September 2024. For full details, see the exam announcements page on the RSGB website. The first amateur radio station on the moon, Juliet Sierra 1 Yankee Mike Golf, is now transmitting. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, or JAXA, landed its Smart Lander for investigating the moon on the 19th of January this year. The JAXA Ham Radio Club, Juliet Quebec 1 Zulu Victor India, secured the JS1 YMG callsign and has been transmitting Morse code on 437.41 MHz since the 19th of January. The probe uses 1 watt to a UHF antenna with circular polarization and is transmitting what is described as, quotes, matters related to amateur business. Radio amateurs have been busy analyzing JS1 YMG signal. You can read more about this story on Daniel Estevez EA4GPZ's blog at Delta Echo Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo Zulu .net. The RadCon team is looking for authors who are interested in antennas. So if you're passionate about the theory, design and construction of antennas and would like to contribute to the magazine, please email radcom@rsgb.org.uk. And now for details of rallies and events. The Midcars Radioactive Rally is being held today at the Nantwich Civic Hall, Market Street, Nantwich, Postco Charlie Whiskey 5, 5 Delta Golf. The British Vintage Wireless Society Biggleswade Swap Meet and AJM will take place on Sunday, the 25th of February. The venue will be the Weatherley Centre, Eagle Farm Road, Biggleswade, Bedfordshire, postcode Sierra Golf 188 Juliet Hotel. A bring and buy stall will be available with a 10% commission on sales going to the British Vintage Wireless and Television Museum. Stall holders can gain entry from 9 a.m. The doors open to the public from 9:30 a.m. and admission will be £8. For more information, visit bravovictorwhiskeysierra.org.uk or email secretary@bravovictorwhiskeysierra.org.uk. The Red Rose Winter Rally will take place on Sunday, the 25th of February. The venue will be St. Joseph's Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, postcode Whiskey November 7 to Papa Juliet. Access for exhibitors will be available from 8:30 a.m. and the event will be open to the public from 10 a.m. Hot and cold refreshments will be available. Further details can be found via West Manchester Radio Club's website at whiskeymikeromeocharlie.co.uk. Send inquiries to Les, G4HZJ, via lesjackson@ntlworld.com or phone 07796-264-569. Now the special event news. In celebration of World Radio Day, special call sign Alpha Oscar 100 Romeo Alpha Delta India Oscar will be on the air from Spain until the 29th of February. For more information, see QRZ.com. The Royal Netherlands Army Signal Regiment is celebrating its 150th anniversary on the 14th and 15th of February. Cadets, servicemen, amateurs and veterans will be on the air for 36 hours with all kinds of historical and in-service radios. Operators will be using the call sign Papa India 4 Victor Bravo Delta on all bands using SSB and CW. Special event station Oscar Lima 80 Charlie Lima Alpha Yankee will be active from the 12th of February to the 30th of June this year from near Prague. Operation Clay took place 80 years ago and was a cover name for an operation executed during World War II in the Protectorate of Bohemia and Moravia by Czech paratroopers trained in England. Their task was to gather intelligence data from northeast Moravia, send it to London by radio, and to cooperate with the local resistance groups. The station will be active on all radio amateur bands. CW will be the main mode of operation, but there will also be activity on SSB, FM, and possibly digital modes. Every first QSO will be answered by a special QSL card sent via the Bureau. SWL reports sent via the Bureau to Oscar Kilo 2, Papa X-ray Juliet, or via email will also be acknowledged. For more information, see QRZ.com. Now the DX News. Francis, F6BWJ, is active as Foxtrot Mike / Foxtrot 6 Bravo Whiskey Juliet from Martinique, NA107, until the 11th of March. He will operate CW on the 80 to 10 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, or via the Bureau to his home call. Gerard, F2JD, is active as Hotel Romeo 5 / Foxtrot 2 Juliet Delta from Copan, Honduras, until the 21st of March. He will operate CW, SSB, FT8 and FT4 on the HF bands, QSL via F6AJA direct or via the Bureau. Now the contest news. On Tuesday the 13th, the 432 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC using FM on the 77th band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And it's followed by the 432 MHz UK activity contest, which runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC on Tuesday, using all modes on the 77th band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 14th, the 80 meter club championships runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC using PSK 63 and RITI on the 80 meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Also on Wednesday the 14th, the 432 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 77th band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Also on Wednesday the 14th, the 432 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 77th band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Thursday the 15th, the 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 6 meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The CQ Worldwide WPX RITI contest started at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 10th and ends at 23:59 UTC today. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The PACC contest started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 10th and ends at 1200 UTC today. Using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Dutch stations also send their province. The ARRL International DX contest starts at 0 hours on Saturday the 17th of February and ends at 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 18th of February. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and transmitter power. American stations send their state and Canadian stations their province. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 18th of February, 2024. A large sunspot region has been turning into an Earth-facing position and now looks like it could be threatening. Active region 3576 has already emitted a couple of low-class solar flares, but could be poised for even more. An M5.1 solar flare was detected around region 3575 on the 7th of February as well. Updated imagery shows that an associated coronal mass ejection, or CME, was likely. However, due to the location near the Sun's southwest limb, it was directed mostly away from Earth. The solar flux index remained high this week, hitting 190 on the 6th, before dropping to 188 on the 8th. Geomagnetically, the Sun has been behaving itself, with a maximum KP index of only 3 on Sunday the 4th. But all eyes will be on active region 3576 next week, as it could upset the apple cart. Meanwhile, daylight maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000 km path remain in excess of 28 MHz, which is good for HF. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index may decline to be in the range 160 to 170. Geomagnetic conditions are also predicted to be settled with a low KP index. Although, as we said earlier, that could all change if we have a violent solar flare and associated coronal mass ejection from region 3576, or any of the many other sunspots. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. Unsettled weather describes a pattern for the coming week, including some colder weather mixed in to provide snowfall for some areas, particularly in northern areas. This characteristic weather type will mean little chance of tropo during the period. Other propagation modes of interest might be even harder to find unless you are thinking of rain scatter, which could be useful for a few suitably equipped stations on the gigahertz bands. Other modes, such as meteor scatter or aurora, are also looking a bit thin. There's always a chance of some random activity, unlike sporadic E, which is in its late winter lull, that usually lasts until April for the 10 and 6 meter bands. For EME operators, moon declination is negative and rising, going positive on Monday the 12th, so there will be higher peak moon elevations and longer moon windows throughout the week. Past losses were at their lowest at perigee on Sunday the 10th. 144 MHz sky noise is moderate to low, and that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. Long news, no nets again this week. News for the Southwest. On Thursday, South Bristol Amateur Radio Club will be having an informal discussion via Zoom from 8 p.m. Contact is Andy Jenner, G7KNA, enquiries at Sierra Bravo Alpha Romeo Charlie. .co.uk. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Contact is Terry, M0TJX, secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alfa Romeo Charlie.uk. For Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 6:30 p.m. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900-560-080. Cumbrian and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November, Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. Contact is Ken Smith, 07411-595-103, or look at MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club. Highfields Amateur Radio Society meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Lonnydale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. Newport Amateur Radio Society will on Thursday be meeting at the Society's clubhouse from 7 p.m. For more information, go to golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrud Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode Charlie Fox 41, 7 Sierra Yankee, on Tuesdays. More information about the Society can be found by visiting golfwhiskey2fox.oscarfox.co.uk. Contact is John, GW4BUZ, 01443-432-542. And Usk Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Thursday from 7 until 9 p.m. at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Cleveland's Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, postcode November Papa 197 Hotel Foxtrot. Contact info is via usksidealpharomeocharlie.newport@gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, Golf 4 Tango, Romeo, November. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week, keep safe from the GB2RS news team.